Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 22, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Grant Thornton offers 2024 tax planning considerations. Grant Thornton has released 2024 tax planning guides for businesses and individuals to help taxpayers understand their planning options. Julo adds device insurance coverage with Julo Cares. Indonesia-based peer-to-peer financial technology company Julo has added insurance coverage via its Julo Cares solution. The Papers is celebrating the holiday season until the 3rd of January. The Papers wanted to drop a heartfelt thank you for the amazing collaborations and partnerships they had this year. Blackstone signs agreement to acquire Sony Payment Services. U.S.-based alternative asset manager Blackstone has signed an agreement to acquire Japan-based Sony Payment Services from Sony Bank. Alternative Payments launches Collections Assist. B2B payments and checkout infrastructure company Alternative Payments has launched the Collections Assist solution. PayCraft partners with NSDL Payments Bank and NPCI to launch corporate transit card. India-based fintech company PayCraft has partnered with NSDL Payments Bank and NPCI to launch a transit card called One Nation Corporate Card. WorldCoin pauses iris scanning in India. WorldCoin, a company that verifies identities using iris scanning, has announced it temporarily paused its offline verification process in India. FSRA announces revisions to its anti-money laundering and sanctions rules and guidance. The Financial Services Regulatory Authority has announced updates to its anti-money laundering and sanctions rules and guidance, the AML rulebook. Lab Group partners with Ironbark Asset Management. Australia-based RegTech and onboarding provider Lab Group has partnered with asset management solutions company Ironbark Asset Management. Circle achieves conditional DASP registration in France. Circle has announced its conditional registration as a digital asset service provider, DASP, with the French Financial Markets Authority, AMF. Coinbase secures crypto license in France. Cryptocurrency exchange, Coinbase, has secured registration with the French markets regulator, as it seeks to expand globally. 14 million United States dollars cross-border ECNY gold transaction completed in Shanghai. The first cross-border settlement for precious metals using the digital yuan CBDC, known as ECNY, was completed on the 20th of December 2023. Bitget Wallet forms a plan to support the BTC ecosystem. Web3 trading wallet Bitget Wallet has unveiled an extensive support and development initiative for the Bitcoin ecosystem. Toku partners with Technos Associates to advance token solutions. Token compensation administrator Toku has partnered with Technos Associates to streamline token compensation, valuation, and tax compliance for crypto-native companies. Finextra's year in review. With 2023 drawing to a close, we take a look back at our most popular news items, videos and community engagement activities over the course of the past year. Where are merchants and payment processors seeing disruption with network tokenization today? As e-commerce continues to grow, the ecosystem faces a multitude of challenges to its successful day-to-day operations. Flipkart to get $600 United States dollars MLN from Walmart under new fundraise. India-based e-commerce, Flipkart's biggest shareholder Walmart, has announced that it has infused about $600 million United States dollars in a new fundraise for the startup. Trinity Capital provides $30 million MLN growth capital to Cart.com. U.S.-based Trinity Capital Financial Solutions Company has committed to providing $30 million U.S. in growth capital to Cart.com, a provider of unified commerce and logistics solutions. Wampoa Digital, we made create $100 U.S. MLN Web3 fund in Middle East. Singapore-based Wampoa Digital has partnered with South Korea-based gaming company WeMade to collaborate on a $100 million U.S. Web3 fund in the Middle East. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.